Bob.
Hi, we're at the Southeastern Vending Convention in Destin, Florida. I'm speaking with Lee Williams from Refreshments Incorporated in Corinth, Mississippi. And we recently heard a panel discussion on the future of vending, and the panelists included Dennis Hogan of Canteen, Tom Barlow of Coca-Cola, and Brad Ellis of Crane Merchandising Systems. It was a very long, interesting conversation. Lee, did you learn anything from it?
I did, and I thought it was a very good mix of a panel type discussion between an operator, then Coke's interesting position as a supplier and an operator, and then the equipment manufacturer. So I thought it was a great mix, and it was interesting to hear all their different views, but they had different angles on the same issues, and learned a little. Some of the things they mentioned we are already doing, but it was good to hear that, mm-hmm. that we're doing similar things to what they're doing, and then we have similar needs and also similar opportunities, and it seemed like they were working on those opportunities, so that was good to hear.
Okay, are you doing cashless?
We are.
Okay, great.
We started our own program. Started our own list of what existing customers we wanted to go to, where we thought we would get the lift based on the studies of education had a good lift and medical had a good lift, and then we're converting some of our existing customers, and we're also using it as a sales tool as if we go to a potential new customer to let them know that it's available, and it's becoming a bigger and bigger percentage of our business and of our sales. We like it. We think it's a big deal, and that's where the industry's going.
Okay, and are you optimistic about the future?
I am. One topic that they didn't discuss this morning that I kind of wish they would have, it was touched on a little bit by the gentleman with Canteen, was the decline in
same store sales.
Well, no, not so much that as industrial blue collar factory jobs. Yeah. They're just fleeing the U.S. I would have loved to have gotten their view on what they thought we could do. The problem may be too big for us, but is it something we need to handle on the legislative end, the lobbying? What can we do to help keep jobs in the U.S.? Mm-hmm. The problem may be too big for us, but I would have liked to have heard a little more about that.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Lee.
Thank you.